140 years ago, the Homestead Act opened the Great Plains to waves of settlers. About 2 million homesteaders eventually staked claims to 160-acre parcels of land. Communities grew and thrived for a time, but many homestead towns have been losing population for decades, and now Congress is considering a new Homestead Act in an attempt to rejuvenate dying towns. We have two reports this morning. In a few minutes, we'll hear from NPR's Howard Berkus about a town in Nebraska that's trying on its own to restore its vitality. First, NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner reports from Capitol Hill.
North Dakota Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan's great-grandmother traveled from Norway as a widow with six children to homestead on the Northern Plains. In his hometown of Regent, North Dakota, there were only 9 students in his senior class, and the tiny town has shrunk by a third since then.
My home county is slightly larger than the state of Rhode Island. It had 5,000 people when I left. It has 2,800 people now. And in 20 years, it's expected to be down to 1,800 people.
Dorgan says economic decline drove people away from those towns, and there's only one way to reverse that trend.
You know, you can't try to reinvigorate the economy of a rural area unless you have a magnet, and the magnet is a job, a good job that pays well. That's what will persuade people to come back.
So along with Kansas Republican Senator Sam Brownback, Dorgan is co-sponsoring the new Homestead Act. He says it's aimed at towns and counties that have lost at least 10% of their inhabitants over the past 2 decades.
And then it triggers, for those areas, investment tax credit capability for businesses that are going to come there and build there and grow there and invest there. It triggers the same opportunities for those people who are already there, who want to grow the business that already exists there. Investment tax credits, accelerated depreciation. Build a new home in one of these areas, you get a tax credit for building the home for a percentage of it, 10% of the home price.
There would also be help repaying college loans for those who return to their hometowns and a capital venture fund for building up businesses. The bill would have to go before the Senate Finance Committee. Its chairman, Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley, still works his family farm in a county that would be eligible for the benefits of the new Homestead Act.
And it's something that we have considered putting in legislation before, and maybe a tax bill coming up like the small business tax reform package that we might have up in September would be a good candidate for that.
But there's also a record-breaking $455 billion budget deficit hanging over Congress this year. Louisiana Democratic Senator John Breaux says he's not getting his hopes up too high that this bill, which he backs, will be taken up anytime soon.
That's one of the problems. How much money can you spend? How much money can you afford? And I think some would say, look, if you look at how the couple of tax cuts we passed helped disproportionately people who were the wealthiest among us, you would think that there ought to be some way of helping those who are leaving rural communities because of a lack of economic incentives.
Another Farm Belt senator questions whether such legislation is even needed. Ohio Republican George Voinovich says in his state, people are actually returning to rural areas.
In fact, I think some of our rural communities are more robust today than they have been before because people really enjoy the lifestyle that's there. It's a lot less complicated.
Bill sponsor Dorgan says he plans to move the legislation once he gets 20 co-sponsors. So far, though, he's only found 17.
It's a big idea, and it won't be something we get done quickly. But if we don't work on it, the future, for example, of states like North Dakota and South Dakota and Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, all the way down in the heartland, the future is pretty bleak.
Dorgan says it may come down to taking pieces of the new Homestead Act and tying them to other bills and reminding those senators from big urban areas that small towns need their help, too. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.